Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Pacers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can get a daily dose of great information about your favorite NBA and NFL teams, including the Pacers, right here. My name is Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com, and on today's episode, we will talk about the Pacers' 88-69 win over the Orlando Magic as Frank Vogel made his return to Bankers Life Fieldhouse for the first time as an opposing coach, and that score is mighty low for the Pacers. Certainly numbers they haven't been seeing all year, so you know Frank was in the house as the defense rose up. And a lot of missed shots followed. So I don't know which came first, the missed shots or the defense, but in the end, the Pacers definitely gave a much better effort on the defensive end, and it was a source of joy in the locker room, especially from Paul George, to see them play their best defensive game of the year and earn a win. So we'll check in with Paul George and CJ Miles from the locker room after the game and go through some of the nuts and bolts of the win as the Pacers await LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers on Wednesday. But fortunately, we're able to take care of the Magic on Monday night. Now, don't forget, you can always hit me up with comments or questions via email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. So let's start with the game, which was quite a clank fest early on as both teams struggled to make shots, a lot of missed three-pointers. Into the first quarter, the Pacers were down 19-16, and that tells you how poor the offense was at both ends, because Pacers have been at least coming out of the gates pretty well so far this season, and it was a grind, to say the least, but they got things rolling in the second half and were able to take a lead to the break. And then push that thing to 14 points after three quarters and eventually made the Magic roll over and give in. Now, the Pacers had a great advantage with the schedule because the Magic were coming in after playing in Oklahoma City on Sunday night in a really hard-fought game as Serge Ibaka played his return home game against the Thunder and threw a season-high at him. And as Vogel mentioned before the game, that was kind of an emotional homecoming. He was well received, and he was looking forward to kind of a similar night for himself. And it was kind of odd that they were on this road trip and doing all these homecoming games. But the Pacers definitely had that advantage going. And once they got on top of the Magic, they had nothing left to fight back. And eventually Vogel pulled the plug with a little under 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Which is good because you never know with the Pacers if they were going to give that big lead away. But they didn't. It took care of business. And really, aside from the defense, there was a lot better effort as far as going after 50-50 balls and hustle plays. And one guy who really sparked that effort was Kevin Serafin off the bench playing his first real significant minutes and actually taking up Al Jefferson's spot in the reserve rotation in the second half completely. And Serafin ended up playing 19 minutes. And he scored 6 points, had 10 rebounds, but five of those were on the offensive end as he saved some possessions, which turned into big buckets as the Pacers were extending their lead in the second half. And he played real well next to Lavoie Allen. And then even when Allen went down, he stayed on the floor for a while longer in the fourth quarter. because he was just being effective. And Paul George, as you'll hear, credited him with slowing down their big men, who were definitely a concern with Vucevic, Serge Ibaka, Bismack Biyombo, who always kills the Pacers. Those are, you know, big guys who have had given the Pacers fits, and they were doing pretty well in the first half, including Biyombo, who came off the bench in the first half and was being his normal pesky self. But Seraphin was able to throw his big body around and make some things happen and keep balls alive, and it really helped the team rally and stay strong on that defensive end and also get better shots on the offensive end. So when teams are scrambling, and especially off offensive rebound, everyone's out of position, and it usually creates an open shot, and that's what happens. So huge game for Big Kev, and it seemed like in the locker room everyone was excited about him coming through, and that's nice to see a guy like that rise up and see his teammates react positively to him. You know, he's been working behind the scenes and waiting for his opportunity, which he said, Nate McMillan said, he's been doing this type of stuff in practice, so it was time to see him do it in the game. And so it'll be interesting to see how that big man rotation works out. If nothing else, they have some options now with Al Jefferson, and Seraphin will probably eat into Al's minutes and probably even LaVoy Allen's minutes, depending upon how things are going. Miles Turner has been struggling to stay on the floor and out of foul trouble, so in those games when he does hit that foul trouble, well, now they have more options. So I mentioned Paul George. He was able to play despite the sprained ankle. He was questionable in a game-time decision, but he wasn't going to miss Frank's return. He did struggle to shoot the ball, especially early. Couldn't find the range and really never got it going fully. Finished with 13 points on just 5 of 16 shooting, though. Added 5 assists and 6 rebounds. Monte Ellis was good early, slashing, and he finished with 13 points. C.J. Miles off the bench was solid as well. We'll hear from him on his role as he went back to the bench. And that kind of takes us back to the beginning of the game. Before the game, we heard from Nate McMillan, and he mentioned that he was going to be putting Monte back in the starting lineup, getting back to their normal quote-unquote rotation, and basically sounded like it was more of a little experiment, maybe something to try and get a spark with CJ, but the plan was always to have Monte back in the starting lineup. Now, the funny thing is, when the lineups were handed out at the fieldhouse before the game, it had CJ Miles listed as a starter, and this is a sheet that the coaches sign, so it's quote-unquote official, but there have been times in the past where those things are reissued after a mistake is found, and in this case, right before, a few minutes before tip time, Monte was in the starting lineup, as McMillan had said, so CJ was back in that reserve role. And another reason for keeping Monte in the starting lineup is that Rodney Stuckey is really close to returning, and McMillan doesn't want to have both Stuckey and Monte coming off the bench at the same time or in the same game. So keeping CJ in there balances out that rotation a little bit. And Stuckey, saw him before the game going through shooting drills and then playing some pretty intense 3-on-3, 2-on-2 games with a couple of the younger players and some of the trainers, and he looked really good, moving around really well. It looked like he was ready to play. And McMillan said he had gone through the shoot-around workout earlier in the day. There wasn't any problems, so I wouldn't be surprised if we don't hear, if it's not Wednesday, then maybe Friday, that he is back and ready to play, which will give the Pacers another little boost, especially with that reserve unit. So things are continuing to evolve here with the team. Seraphin potentially being a factor now, and then Stuckey getting back in the mix. So they're continuing to grind and try and find ways to win. So it was good to see Frank Vogel in his return. Kept the local media waiting a little bit prior to the game, but was all smiles when he emerged and talked about still how tough it was for him to leave Indy and go to Orlando, despite the fantastic opportunity he has, just because, you know, his family, his girls were growing up in Indy, and essentially this is always going to be home for their family because of the girls growing up here, and the great memories that he and his wife had here as his career took off while coaching the Pacers. He obviously has a fantastic opportunity with the Magic, big new contract, good young team to develop. And he was kind of asked about the Pacers' changes and what he thought, but didn't really get into them much other than to say he thought their season was going a lot like his and that there were a lot of new faces and they were working on trying to gel and come together and hoping to be better by the end of the year. So always good to see Frank before the game. Got a good ovation from the crowd, as you would imagine. It wasn't a huge crowd, but yeah, pretty normal for a Monday night, especially with a big college game up at Purdue tonight. As well. So, but he, acknowledged the crowd. He, after being announced and the lights dimming, he went over and hugged Nancy Leonard, Slick's wife. So, he and also following the game, was bumping into all the old front office folks, catching up a little bit. I think he was happy with the team having a back to back. To be quite honest, because there really wasn't enough time for him to dwell on the return or to have a lot of interview time and a lot of distractions. It was more just get in, get the team ready, play the game, and kind of get this first game against the Pacers out of the way. So it worked out well for him on that end. So, all right, real quick, want to thank the Locked On Podcast Network again for all the support, keeping this podcast growing and getting sponsors, and want to make sure everyone is checking out Locked On NBA Show. They have a great new episode out, and also check out Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Of course, Locked On Magic have the other side of this story, and looking ahead, Locked On Cavaliers will also have you covered for LeBron's visit to the Fieldhouse. So, speaking of the Fieldhouse, want to share a couple of post-game comments. First from Paul George, who talked about the defense, and you can tell that defense is still in his DNA because he enjoyed talking about it when things are going well. I liked how he discussed how the team was honoring each other's calls and being in the right place after the communication on defense. And also mentioned that, his ankle's doing fine and really appreciated the work that Serafin did to fill in some of those gaps that they've been having in the hustle area and on defense in the front court and rebounding. So here's what Paul George had to say after the game.
How important was it just to snap this team? Really important. Get back on track at home. Tonight was, obviously our best defensive game. I think it was our best game overall. We didn't shoot the ball well at all. But I thought our focus was on the defensive side. And that's where our head got to be. We got enough to make the right, as long as we make the right plays offensively, we got enough to score. We just got to focus on the defensive side.
How do you feel your ankle held up?
It was all right. I didn't have much, pop to it. A lot of finishes and a lot of jump shots. Some of them were kind of flat. Couldn't really elevate too well, but for the most part, I was fine. I wasn't concerned.
What did you feel that the defense did differently tonight to be successful?
I just thought we were energized. We honored each other's calls. Somebody told someone to be at a certain spot. We were there. I think the trust factor came into play tonight.
Is it the type of game you need before you play an opponent as tough as Cleveland on Wednesday?
Yeah, certainly. You need a confidence booster. You need a solid home win with the next opponent coming on our floor. This is our biggest game this season coming up Wednesday. So it was great to see us pick up a win like this tonight.
Serafin kept some possessions alive on the offensive glass, seemed to go after some of those 50-50 balls. What kind of a boost did he give you guys?
A huge boost. A lot of our deficiencies this season, he kind of made up for it. Rebounding, winning 50-50 balls, being energetic at that big spot. I thought he neutralized Biombo and Ibaka. We've been having trouble rebounding on bigs. So he kind of neutralized that for us.
Okay, that was Paul George from the Fieldhouse, sounding like he's ready to see if his team can take a big stride in the right direction when they play the Cavaliers on Wednesday. And one guy who took a step back to the bench tonight was C.J. Miles, as I mentioned earlier. He was back in his comfy role coming off the bench, and he really gave a nice boost to the Pacers. In the first half, he scored 10 points in 8 minutes and ended up finishing the game with 16 points, made 4 of 8 three-pointers. And I asked him about that comfort level coming off the bench as opposed to starting, kind of trying to see what he prefers. And we all know he's willing to do whatever is asked of him by the team, as we found out the hard way last year when he tried to play power forward for too many minutes. But it seemed like coming off the bench had fit him really well early in the season, and had some concerns with him jumping into that starting lineup. Now, it seemed to help Monte a little bit, possibly, but in the end, it seems like much better fit for CJ to come off the bench as a sniper on the offensive end when he's not a secondary offensive option with the starters, and can be more of a lead dog on the reserve role. But here's what he had to say about his role with the Pacers.
CJ, when you're coming off the bench, you seem to get in the flow real quick. Do you prefer coming off the bench? Or, I mean, why are you so comfortable, I guess, coming off the bench?
I don't know. I guess this year, that's from where I started. So I guess I kind of developed like a routine mentally, physically, everything. And I like the ability to come in there with just that burst to change the game, like right away. I know exactly what I'm supposed to do, how I'm supposed to do it. And I don't think I would say I prefer one way much more than the other. It's just I have been doing that. And I only play one game to start. I don't play a lot of minutes with all those guys, so it would take some time to kind of get a groove like I had with that second group. And I'm a little freer in the second group also because I'm just on the move the whole time, just running around playing off those guys, and it's a little different game style than the first groups.
So, I mean, it sounds like you kind of prefer that role.
At the moment, yeah.
You kind of end up playing about the same.
Yeah, end up playing. It's not so much the minutes, just the way I find the rhythm of the game. Mm-hmm. And as the game goes, I end up playing with the starters some anyway. But just coming off that bench, coming in and being a burst and being able to kind of get myself going that way and then sliding into that even more so of a floor spacer role, I have a rhythm already when I have to get into that really just catch and shoot mode. Coming off the bench, I get to be aggressive all around and find ways to kind of get myself easier baskets and stuff like that.
So, yeah, let's keep CJ free-flowing off the bench. Seems to suit his game well in his role with the Pacers. So let's hope they can keep these good feelings going as they go to battle with the defending champs, as LeBron and the Cavs come into the Fieldhouse for the first time and for their biggest challenge to date this season. We will certainly see if they are up to it. So thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the Pacers. Hit me up at email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. And you can find the podcast on audioboom.com. Also, subscribe to iTunes or Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play, where you can find all the prior episodes. Please check them out. Okay, that's a wrap for today. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network.